calendar, and I'm going to start with House Bill 1262. It's an act to allow for reasonable attorney's fees in stockholder litigation. And just before, yes, please come up, Representative Dunafin. One thing I'm going to be doing today, and I'm not just aiming this at Representative Dunafin, but to the audience, is we'll only be able to spend so much time per bill. That's in order to give every bill a fair hearing. So if there's a large number of people, I haven't looked at the register here, to testify on any one bill, you might want to consolidate your testimony and get together. Now, welcome, Representative Dunafin. We're happy to hear House Bill 1262.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. It's my pleasure to be here this morning. This bill seeks to amend 47734 so the circuit court could have the power to liquidate the assets of a business corporation and grant or deny reasonable attorney fees whether or not the corporation is liquidated in an action by a shareholder. This is aimed at a minority shareholder, and I'd like to call Mike Demersman, if I may, Madam Chairman and members of the committee, for further, and we will be brief.
Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Demersman.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Michael Burt Demersman. I'm a registered lobbyist, but I appear here as a private attorney and in support of Representative Dunafin's bill. As many of you know, South Dakota has the Model Business Corporations Act, as do most jurisdictions in the United States. Under that act, where there are certain misdeeds, the court has the right to liquidate the corporation. In our sister state in North Dakota, there was a case where there had been oppression of the minority shareholder, and in that situation, the trial court liquidated the corporation, or moved to liquidate the corporation. And the appellate court said, really, that is pretty severe, but within your equity powers and your powers to liquidate are many other powers. You can appoint a trustee. The court can have maintain jurisdiction over to protect the minority shareholder. They can appoint a receiver. There are many, many things they can do. The problem is, as those of you who have been in business know, in a partnership situation, if you own 30% of the partnership, you have substantial rights. But you also know under corporate law, if someone has 51% of the stock, they have a great deal of control. So this is an attempt to get the courts to use their equity power. And when a majority stockholder has been oppressive in its act and treatment of the minority shareholder, that the court would have the discretion to grant attorney's fees. And it's an attempt to make the parties come together. And very often, as you know, the person that controls the purse strings of the corporation can do pretty much what they want. And this is to say, if you are abusive and you meet the qualifications of the statute, then in that situation you may end up paying attorney's fees for the person that you, the stockholder that you were abusive with. And I stand by for any questions that you have.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Under current statute, why can't you basically sue or litigate for the damages now?
You can sue for the damages, and in many corporate situations, Senator, there are provisions that your individual attorney's fees or corporate attorney's fees are taken care of by the corporation. You can sue for them, but they're very rarely granted. And this is an attempt to have the courts use their equity rights and say, if you have been oppressive, you better be careful, because you could end up paying both sets of attorney's fees when you should have settled on this matter.
I have a question. When you say grant or deny, does that mean the court couldn't act in part, award? In other words, you submit the attorney's fees, and the court either grants it or denies it, but could an argument be made to lower the attorney's fees?
I think it very definitely could, because the court would always make a determination on what the reasonable attorney's fees are, and it is rather minor compared to the powers that are had in the Balvik versus Sylvester, the North Dakota case, and it says you can do all these things. This is rather a minor thing compared to all the other things, but it's an attempt to get the court to use their equity powers and say, and yes, it's part of the equity powers, Senator, so of course the court would have the right to adjust.
Yeah, I was just worried that that language would restrict them. But
I don't think so.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Yes, Senator Sutton?
Yeah, can you tell me how many situations that you've come across that a minority shareholder should have stake over a majority?
I don't, Senator, I don't know whether it would be stake over, but I think you run into many situations, and I think any lawyer that's a business lawyer has run into this in family-owned businesses and ranch corporations is the primary places where I've seen that the minority holders were abusive or didn't take care of the rights. So I think probably anybody who's done some business work, lawyers done some business work, has run across these situations.
Yes, Senator Whiting.
Mr. DeMersman, are the circuit courts at present precluded from doing this?
They are. I don't think that they are, Senator. They have the North Dakota case that I quoted to you is an attempt to tell the trial courts, under the Model Business Corporation Act, you have all these equity powers to do these things besides liquidate the corporation. We're a small state with a small population and not a lot of corporate fights as other states have had. And under the Model Act, in many states, the courts have determined that you have these equity rights. There are so few fights, corporate fights in South Dakota that we have not, and it's an attempt to get the court to use their equity rights.
Senator Dugard?
Is the Model Act today, if it were adopted by a state anew, would the Model Act contain this within it, the amendment you proposed?
I would have to guess to answer that question, Senator. I don't think it is, but I can tell you that in many jurisdictions, it's been determined that these rights exist in the right of liquidation. And the Model Act is not part of the Uniform Laws Conference. It's a separate Model Act, and I don't have enough background in it that I could tell you what it's like in different states.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Thank you very much. Are there other proponents to House Bill 1262? Are there other proponents to House Bill 1262? And for those people listening on the net, this is an act to allow for reasonable attorney's fees in stockholder litigation, and it has been extensively changed since its original form. Any opponents to House Bill 1262?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Dan Nelson, registered lobbyist for the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. The chairman just gave the reminder that this bill has been extensively amended from the way it was introduced. It was posted as a bill dealing with right-of-ways in the State Affairs Committee in the House. It was hog-housed and brought through. There wasn't any proponents other than the ones you've seen this morning, nor opponents, because I think the nature of the bill it changed. When we saw the language that you have in front of you, we sent it back to our corporate counsel that works for the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce, and they gave me the question that I want to leave with you. Where is the burning public policy question in this legislation? We have not. I don't think we've seen it demonstrated today. We're talking about actions by shareholders under rather broad terms. If you look at the total of the section that's being amended. And I would also go back to the language that is being inserted. Grant or deny reasonable attorney's fees, it doesn't specify. I mean, it implies, I think, where it's inserted to the shareholder bringing the action, but does it or would allow the grant or denial of those attorney's fees to the prevailing party, or is it just the shareholder bringing the action? We don't understand the reason for this bill. Again, that burning public policy question we don't think has been answered, so therefore we'd oppose it. And ask you to vote no on the bill.
Are there questions from the committee? Could I ask you a question? Did your corporate counsel, he or she, have any reservations about whether this would have any kind of chilling effect on a shareholder?
our concern in as a business organization in these types of actions probably wouldn't be with shareholders.
Okay.
Where we envision the larger corporate entities that might have to endure any number of lawsuits from shareholders under the broad terms that you see expressed in the rest of this act.
Thank you. Okay.
We talked mostly in the proponent's testimony about smaller corporations. I'd ask you to look at these circumstances as it applies to larger corporations.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Are there any other opponents to House Bill 1262? Other opponents? Seeing none, we'll close for committee action and discussion. Senator Simmons.
Could I ask a question of the proponents, please?
Sure.
Does this bill stem from a particular incident, or is this a broad range of incidents that have occurred?
I think the proponent, Representative Dunafin, could tell you about one instance, but I have run across several instances. And what I would like to say in response, I was a little surprised that the chamber would have any objection to this. But when you look at the bill, the original bill gives you the power to liquidate, but the court can only has the right to grant these attorney's fees if one of the four happenings exists, if something is done wrong and the court has determined that they've done wrong. So this is not a willy-nilly that in any corporate action they're going to grant attorney's fees, because they would have to find that there were acts of the directors which are illegal, that there's a deadlock, or any of the four situations. So only upon one of those findings does the court have jurisdiction or the right to grant attorney's fees. So that's, there would be a very substantial fact-finding before any attorney's fees were granted. And it's an attempt to cause reasonable action by the majority of the person that controls the corporation, and not put a minority holder in a situation where he's expending a lot of money on attorney's fees to try and protect himself. And if, Representative, do you want to answer that?
Thank you, Senator. An excellent question, and I'll give you just one example. Let's say we have perhaps a ranch or a restaurant or a business, and you have, let's say, a family corporation, and you have a mother and a brother and a sister, and one entity owns 40% and they own 60. They are oppressive. They have not granted any benefits. They have canceled insurance on the individual. They have not given them any benefits at all. They've given them a tax liability on occasion. The individual goes in and says, I think this is oppressive, it's not right, and they spend $10,000 on attorney fees. The majority owners of this ranch corporation or whatever have now, they are using the assets of the corporation to fight the minority when they've been oppressive. And all this does is give the judge the leeway to look at that and say, wait a minute, this may not be right. I don't want to liquidate the family corporation, or I don't want to liquidate it, but I think they have been oppressive and they might have to pay some legal fees.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you. Okay, we're still in committee discussion and action.
Madam Chair, I would move to pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Gard. Any committee discussion on the do pass motion? Senator Simmons?
A question of you, the way I read this, any one of these four being fulfilled would allow the court to do this, if I'm correct, the way I read it.
Correct.
Not an accumulation, but any one.
Right. And generally, those are my understanding is that those are the criteria for liquidation. Now we're extending that criteria to attorney's fees, yeah, whether you liquidate or not. Senator White.
Madam Chair, I guess that I would see there being two main reasons for passage of this bill. One, which has been mentioned, is that this puts puts a little pressure perhaps on a stonewalling majority to come to some resolution with the minority. The second is that the majority owners of a corporation have the ability to use the assets of the corporation to fight a minority, and that, you know, that gives them very much of a leg up in any kind of a dispute with the minority. And they're not really using their own personal assets; they're using assets of the corporation, and so this levels the playing field a bit in that regard.
Okay. Yes, Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you. I guess I would ask you or Senator Whiting. In this same case, though, the way this bill is written, couldn't the minority shareholders bring a basically a frivolous action against the majority trying to get one thing or another one done?
If I might answer, of course that can and does happen, but under that circumstance, of course, the court would not likely exercise its power. This is discretionary with the court.
Any other questions or discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Brooks.
Yes, I get. Did I not hear right? Did I hear that the circuit court can do this today to the attorneys here? Did I hear that? They can do what this bill says.
Yes.
Madam Chair, that was my question to Mr. Demersma.
Yeah.
And he did answer in the affirmative that the courts do, if one reads the Uniform Commercial Statute code broadly, they do have that right. But apparently it's not explicit in the Uniform Commercial Code. And in other states, you mentioned North Dakota, for example, there has been court decisions that have affirmed that right. We don't have that much corporate litigation in South Dakota. We haven't had such a case and such a ruling. And so this, as Mr. Demersman explained it, this was his attempt to clarify that situation for judges, as has been done by the Supreme Court in North Dakota.
May I direct?
Senator Bruce?
Is it your thinking then that with this language that the circuit courts would now do it when before they aren't doing it?
My understanding, if I might, Madam Chairman, my understanding is that the courts might be more inclined to do it. They feel they have more, they have specific authority if this bill were to be in statute, whereas now it's more of an implied authority.
Thank you.
Okay, Senator Brown.
Madam Chair, I guess I just don't see any reason for this bill. I mean, it can be done now, so why do we need another bill to say it can't be done again? I just don't get it. Therefore, I'm not going to support this bill.
Any other discussion?
Okay. Madam Chair.
Senator Howard.
Well, just briefly, I'm kind of involved in a situation like this. We run our business as a corporation, and when we set it up, the two major shareholders were set to a point where there was 10 extra shares set aside for right of survivorship. So if something happened to one of the two major parties, that the other one had control of the corporation. And, you know, I think there's sometimes good reason for that, and sometimes there may not be, but I'm just scared we're going to get into a can of worms that we don't want to open here.
Well, since I first read this bill, that was kind of my thought too, is to think of, because certainly in the examples that were given to us today, those would be, you know, you'd really want to award attorney's fees. I was trying to think of other circumstances that would crop up. Okay, any further committee discussion? We have a do-pass motion on House Bill 1262 before us. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Rose?
Pass.
Senator Newhart?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Munson?
Set?
No.
Simmons? Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Evers?
I think you have to get to Rose first.
I'm sorry, Senator.
House Bill 1262 has failed to receive a due pass. Is there any further committee discussion or action?
Move to defer to the 41st day.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Simmons. Any further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed will say nay. Aye. House Bill 1262 has been deferred to the 41st legislative day. I would suggest to the committee that, you know, there have been some attorney's fee bills before in this legislative session, and maybe it is something that we'd want to suggest as a committee, just to take a whole look at in terms of a summer study. And maybe we want to look at fees as well as, you know, the amounts of the fees as well as the structure of awarding attorney's fees. So, that's something we might want to put on our list.